I'd like to read a few quotes and then ask you to tell me your thoughts about them. Come to the secret doctrine without any hope of getting the final truth of existence from it, or with any idea other than seeing how far it may lead towards the truth. See in study a means of exercising and developing the mind never touched by other studies.
Yes, we can talk about that one. Well, Blavatsky is saying that the main purpose in the secret doctrine is to develop some aspects of our mind that are not usually developed or used in normal studies. Because, as we said, we usually approach study with a very intellectual layer of our mind. We read things that are very easy to understand because any teacher, even in the university, will put a lot of effort in conveying things in the clearest way possible. So we usually work on the level of the intellectual mind and to give to that mind things in the most suitable way for that kind of mind. So that other mind that has to work with analogies, with connections, with a more holistic view is usually untouched. For example, in science, most scientists work with a very limited field, and the way we approach most of our studies is with this specialization of knowledge. That prevents the aspect of our mind that grasps the unity from working, from developing. So works like the secret doctrine aim at trying to transcend the intellectual mind. It's like the Zen koans.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of riddles which are purposefully designed to bypass the intellectual mind. And you will find that in the secret doctrine a lot. The idea of Blavatsky is to develop the intuition.
So it's not only just breaking apart the framework with which we might bring to understanding a concept or work.
Mm-hmm.
It's to go beyond even the mental conception into the intuition.
Mm-hmm.